Muslims are observing the holy month of Ramadan, and the Vice President is touring the country to worship and interact with the faithful at this crucial time. The Vice President kick-started his time in Bunahafu at Domahinku with a courtesy call on the Domahene Osadifu Ajimambidu. He was accompanied by the Bunahafu Regional Minister, Kweku Asumatreme, the Minister of Health and MP for Doma Central, Kweku Ajimamenu, as well as the Minister for Inner Cities and Zongo Development, Alhaji Abubakar Sadiq. Among others, welcoming him, Osadifu Ajimambidu commended the Vice President for his sterling output since he burst onto the political scene. He further praised the government for the free SHS program, saying it has brought relief to many families. He also expressed his happiness over the government's determined fight against illegal mining. The Vice President, for his part, promised that government will revive stalled projects in the area like the Cocoa Roads and the construction of the UNR satellite campus at Domahinkro. He further said the Zongo Development Fund has been resourced and will soon start projects in the Zongos.
Actually, this year, we have 100 million Ghana cedis at Zongo Development Fund. For Zongo Development Fund. The entire year, we Ghana had that. We have a board, we have a year, we have a year, we have a year, we have a Zongo for us, we have a year, we have Ghana, we have a year, we have a.
The Vice President then proceeded to the packed Doma Municipal Mosque, where he worshipped with the faithful. Addressing the gathering at the mosque, the Vice President called for prayers and support for the government as it works to deliver on its promises.
Just in 16 months we've been in office, we've tried to make things different. We've tried to put some meat back into the bone, and this is why, by the grace of God, it's only God that has made it possible. We have been able to deliver on free senior high school education, the restoration of teacher training allowances, the restoration of nursing training allowances, planting for food and jobs, the reduction in the price of electricity, the nation builders corps, and we're going to hire 100,000 graduates. We've been able to deliver on our promise to establish the Zongo Development Fund. We are doing so many things. One district, one factory is on its way. One village, one dam is on its way. But we have started, and that is all we are asking for, prayers and support.
Earlier, the Doma Zongo chief, Sheikh Zakaria Ibrahim, in an address called for a second look at the fixing of National Farmers Day on the first Friday of December, since it is not convenient for Muslims.
John Sam Arthur reporting.